Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour lifts you up and helps you move forward. Now, you often hear me talk about raising our vibration, raising our frequency. But what does that actually mean? My guest on today's show is visionary author and healing artist Barbara Evans, and she's here to talk about the benefits of raising our frequency and how that can help us feel connected and powerful in the world. And this is not just for adults, but a very powerful modality for children as well. I will introduce you to Barbara in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything? Right after this show, I'm heading out to jump on a plane for California. And over the next 12 days, I will be speaking and teaching and working with clients in San Francisco and Los Angeles. All the San Francisco events are sold out, but that's okay because I will be back in February for more fun. If you're in Los Angeles, or if you can get to Los Angeles, I would love to have you join me for an evening of astrological and intuitive fun with the wonderful Dr. Michael Lennox. This is the first time that we've been together live and in person, and we will be taking your questions and handing out right to the point psychic answers for you. Now, Michael, who you've heard on the show before, he is an internationally known astrologer. He will bring his wisdom to your questions, and oh my gosh, he's funny too, so funny's always good, and I will be contributing my unique blend of intuitive perception and compassionate guidance to the mix. That event is live, in person, in Los Angeles on Thursday, October 24th. You can get all the details and get your seat at KarenHager.com. And now, Barbara Evans is an award-winning author and transformational healing artist. Her image key paintings are powerful vibrational keys which underpin a unique healing modality for raising frequency. It's called the Eden Method. Barbara's high vibrational art has inspired the spiritual journey of thousands of people worldwide, and she's recently started to develop this work for children and for hospital patients. Barbara is also a certified Reiki master, crystal resonance therapist, and shiatsu practitioner. Barbara was born in England, but now lives in Michigan with her husband. You can learn more about Barbara's work and her vision at theedenmethod.com. Barbara, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. I am delighted to be with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. Your work is amazing. And people should be heading over to the EdenMethod.com right about now, so that they can see what you are putting out there in the world. How did your spiritual journey begin? How did you get to this place?
Yes, it is it's been quite an amazing journey, and it started 20 years ago. It's really quite incredible to think that it has been that long. So just a little more than 20 years ago, I was teaching biology and also working in a special education, special needs department within a school where I was working with what we sort of call the dyslexic, very bright dyslexic children, helping them to learn within the system. And then my father developed cancer, and that really changed everything for me. He had a very difficult 2 years before he left the world. And as he left, this very much Western scientist, who had at that point really no spiritual beliefs whatsoever, felt that, well, almost heard in my mind that life was not meant to be like that. That was not what the Creator had intended for us. And it triggered within me a search to find a new way of living and being within the world. And of course, at that point, I had no idea where that was going to lead me. And it wasn't until 10 years later, in 2003, that this artwork really started to come through me. I'd connected with sacred geometry in 1999, but it was 2003 with the first of the image keys, which is called Healing the Waters of the Earth, that was a major changing point in my life. The intention as I started that painting was to create a painting that would significantly contribute to the healing of the waters of the planet, that it was not to just be a pretty picture to hang on the wall, but that it would make an energetic contribution that was very real. And as I was painting, my attention was drawn to the fact that because we ourselves are such a high percentage of water, that this image was going to help us to heal as well as the water in the external environment. And that was the beginning. And since then, I have been painting, creating these image keys, which I now understand are to help us raise our frequency and our consciousness, to help us move out of fear and anxiety and into a sense of peace and joy, and to help us to activate the gifts that we carry, that we brought into this lifetime, so that we can then share them with those around us, and we can really step into our life purpose and contribute to the whole of the earth.
What is it that you think? I'm imagining you now creating these really vibrant, intentional works of art. What is it that you feel brings these to life, that activates the artworks themselves so that they can then activate other people? Is it something about the relationship of color and light? Is it your intention as you create them? Is it the sacred geometry? What is it that... What's the magic of this? Because they are magical.
I think it's the unique interweaving of the sacred geometry, and the specific designs are all guided, very intentional designs. Then I use crystals in their creation, in the sense that I create a sacred space in which to paint with crystals. And the crystals are built into a grid around me while I'm painting. And the geometry of the grid reflects the geometry of the painting I'm about to create. Very frequently, previous paintings are chosen to go underneath the table, so they are also contributing to the creation of the next piece. And then channel the crystal, individual crystal energies into the different colors. So to me, I don't choose a color. I'm guided on a particular crystal, which is to go into a particular place, and then that energy is channeled into that color as I'm painting. And then I also feel that the guides from the higher dimensions are working through me, and their energy is flowing into the painting as well. And then yet another layer is I play my alchemy crystal bowls while I'm painting. And so that activates the sound within the images as well.
Mm.
And sometimes, in addition to that, I find myself mantras come forward. And so I'll be painting, playing the crystal bowl, and suddenly find myself speaking a particular mantra into the painting, which I try and write down before I forget, but I sometimes don't catch them in time. And so they're within the painting, but they're not recorded in our language.
Mm. When someone just happens upon one of these, people who are right now going over to the EdenMethod.com to get an idea,
mm-hmm.
how can it affect someone energetically just to come across one of these works of art before we even begin to use it or put it in a special place or just looking at it? What happens?
I think it is, to me, sacred geometry is a language of the universe, and it's something that we understand, not with our logical mind necessarily, but in the core of our being. And so for many people, you see them look at these and you can see them almost light up in recognition. And that is particularly noticeable with children, where they don't have so many layers between their inner self and their outer presentation to the world. And so many people will just see them, and I see that light go on in their eyes. Mm-hmm. And it is like an energetic invitation to step up, an energetic invitation to awaken a little bit more, and an energetic invitation to connect more with your inner essence and your inner gifts. And that can be just by going to the website.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel it means to raise our frequency? We're all on a frequency to begin with, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? How do we know what that is, and then how do we begin to raise that frequency?
Well, I feel that the low frequencies are when you're in a place of fear or anxiety or anger. And if you walk into a room that is filled with anger, most people feel that. They feel like a heaviness. It's almost palpable. And it's something that I think almost all of us recognize. And to me, that is what I call lower frequencies. Hmm. And then if you go into a place, and maybe it's your favorite sacred place, it might simply be a quiet beach with the ocean waves rolling onto the shore. It might be a traditional sacred space. It could be, I mean, for me, I feel like this on Mount Shasta, or in Sedona, or in Stonehenge, or in some of the world's greatest cathedrals. And you go in and you just feel that there is something very, very special there. And you feel yourself almost being uplifted. And you feel the sense of peace and a sense of joy and a sense of awe at being there. And to me, that is us experiencing those higher frequencies. Mm. And so this artwork is to help us move from those lower places to experiencing those higher frequencies in our life on a daily basis. And that once we go to a sacred place and we feel our vibration raised, and then we go back into our life. And there's a tendency for that really beautiful feeling to slowly slip away as we face our daily challenges. And so this is to try and help us to stay in that place, or if we're not in that place, to help us to move towards it. And by surrounding ourselves with some of these images, bringing them into your life, it helps you. Every time you see that image, every time you walk into that room, there's an energetic invitation to move towards your best self, to move towards your highest potential.
Mm. I think of that as you were describing being in anger or fear or anxiety, and then moving into the sacred space and feeling that lift. You know, I experience that as that lower vibration being all about how there is just me. There is only me and my problems. I am the center of the universe. The things that are going on with me are the most important in the world, and I need to either be angry or make sure, right? And when I move to that higher vibration, there's that awareness about how there is so much more than just me. Right? That I matter and that it's important, and yet there is so much more. And that higher frequency lifts us to a place where suddenly there's so much more space around us, so much more clarity and connection around us, that it can make a real contrast to that me thing that I had going on a minute ago.
Right. And I think it also helps us to feel our connectedness to everything else. So we feel our connectedness to nature. We feel our connectedness to other humans. We feel our connectedness to the members of the animal kingdom. And it expands our awareness in so many different ways. And we begin to see some of these bigger picture views rather than, as you say, how we feel when we're in those lower vibrations, and we feel, yes, it's all about us, and this is such a terrible place to be. And it's like,
yes,
we can make a different choice.
Oh my gosh, you can always make a different choice. You know, one of the things that I say all the time is that with every breath, you can either affirm the choices that you're making or make a different choice. And so for me, when I find myself in that low vibration place, I can take a breath and choose to shift that, or I can choose to stay down in that me place where I was. Breath is a tremendously powerful tool, I feel, for focus and also for healing, for raising the vibration in that way.
Absolutely.
When people connect with this art, with the art isn't the right word, when they connect with these tools, mm-hmm. what starts to change for people as their vibration, as their frequency rises?
I think they really begin to see life from a different perspective. And there's a tremendous spectrum of people that come into contact with my work. Some people have been well on their spiritual journey for a long time. And this is a tool that can enhance that. And for others, it's almost like the first steps into their spiritual awakening. And for those people also, it can be really life-changing. The images have been, the whole system, the Eden Method, in a sense, has been designed so that it's easy for the person who's using it. You don't have to understand how I created the images in order to use them as a tool. And I think of it very much like, somebody puts this amazing chocolate cake in front of you, and you can take a slice of the cake and eat it and just, you know, sort of enjoy it to its absolute maximum. Or you can say, well, what ingredients did you use, and how did you put the ingredients together, and why is this cake different to somebody else's cake? And for the person who's baked it, it might be very difficult for them to explain what that magical ingredient is that they've put into the cake that makes it so special. But the person who's using it, the person who's eating it, simply needs to enjoy it. And I think that with the Eden Method, it's very simple. If you choose to invite these images into your life, they will assist you with your life journey. They will help you to awaken your awareness to new levels. And they will help you as you are making these choices on a daily basis. And as well, in addition to these larger images that you can put onto the walls, we have created a card deck, which is a very easy tool to travel around. And I met two ladies the other day who I see from time to time at expos, and they bought a card deck about three years ago. And since then, they have traveled to Egypt, to Ireland, and to Peru, to Machu Picchu, and they have taken the card deck and used it in these sacred places over this 3 years. And they just feel that playing with these cards has been life-changing for them. And when I meet them, they are just filled with joy It's always such an amazing delight to come across them again. And they're working with these cards on a daily basis.
How do people use those cards? How are they working with the cards?
The very, very simplest way, there are 18 different images in the card deck, and each of the images has two cards. So there are also some instruction cards in it too, but the basis is 36 cards, and you can simply shuffle the cards and choose one, and then find the one that matches it. I have the cards in my hand right now, so I think it might be nice to just choose a card for the listener. Which card would like to come out and share its energy with everybody who's listening? Oh, interesting. And the one that's come out is balance. Balance, balance, balance. And so then I find the other card that matches the balance picture card. And the words on the card, and it's the image speaking to those who are listening or those who are holding the card. And the words say, I hold vibrations of balanced masculine and feminine energies. My purpose is to assist you to balance your energies of male and female, left and right, heart and mind. I invite you to integrate these balanced energies deep within the fabric of your being. Balance is a foundation of peace. It is time to balance feminine intuitive dreaming with masculine action and manifestation. And as you master this intricate balance of masculine and feminine energies, to recognize and accept you are a child of the divine creator. Creating balance within your own life is reflected out into the world and assists both personal and planetary healing. So that is the one that wished to be shared today.
That's very powerful. I truly do believe that it is really only from a place of awareness and balance that we can receive healing. We often go around grabbing at things and we're all out of balance, right? We're all off in our masculine, you know, we've logic and reason and we made a spreadsheet and we're analyzing, or we're off in our feminine intuitive dreaming, you know, birthing, all of that. And healing and connection really comes through that balanced point, that center point.
Right. And it's for us on a personal level. It's for our families, for our communities, for the entire earth. This balance of these energies is so crucial and has been missing to a great extent for such a long, long, long period of time. And I feel that now we have the opportunity. It's like the universal energies are supporting us being able to achieve this balance and move forward in balance. But it takes a lot of work.
It does. It takes a lot of intentionality, I think, because I just got done teaching a big thing on breathing into the divine feminine, on trying to restore the balance between that masculine and feminine energy. Those words are too limiting, aren't they? But that's mm-hmm. how we were looking at it. When you look at what's on television, you look at what's happening in the news, you look at the state of the world, and it's all very tippy. And I believe that we need more and more people to bring their intention to that balance, to help bring everything back into that healing place.
Yes, definitely.
Now, you've also said that working with the Eden Method helps us awaken our divine blueprint. Mm-hmm. So what is our divine blueprint? What does that mean?
To me, it means that we came in this lifetime with a blueprint, and you that carries everything, all of the information that we need, and it was described, or it is described beautifully by Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, in his book about the 12 layers of DNA, where it talks about this blueprint being within our DNA, and that the scientists have only so far been able to identify the two layers of DNA that very much code for our physical body and our physical characteristics and our chemistry, but that there are in fact 12 layers that are all interwoven. And those layers that have not yet been identified by the scientists are the ones that code for our consciousness. And within that, I see, you know, our unique gifts as well as our consciousness. And that as we awaken, more of this becomes online, as it were. So in the book, a piece that really, really affected me was that Kryon described that we come into this lifetime with our DNA set on default, which is a very sort of a computer language. Most people will understand what the default settings are on their computer, and that the default setting for our DNA is about 30% active, and that if we don't choose to do anything to trigger our awakening, which can be as simple as the desire and intention to trigger our awakening, if we don't do that, if we don't reach that point, then we stay on that 30% active, live our life on that level and leave on that level. But if we start this journey, this desire to find out more, this desire to reach our potential and activate our gifts, then we start to move up, and more of this consciousness begins to be activated and awakened within this blueprint that we carry, and that everybody has this divine blueprint. Everybody has more than they are aware of within themselves.
And it's so much more difficult, isn't it, to move forward, to connect with your soul path, to move forward, to have what you want, to experience what you want, to be healed, to be free, if you leave it on the default settings?
Well, I don't think you can if you leave it on the default settings.
Mm-hmm. Would be tremendously, you're at 30% power.
Right.
You're not going to get anywhere.
Right, yeah. You might not even realize that you came in with a life purpose. You hear so many people searching for, you know, what does life really mean? Why am I here?
Right. And through raising your frequency, through connecting in an intentional way with tools like your tools, like the Eden Method, we can then maybe raise that frequency, personalize our default settings, and almost customize our experience.
I think so. Because I think each individual person, although we are all one on some level, that we have each come in with a specific intention for our life. And that once we're here, it's almost like our choice as to whether we maximize that possibility or not.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Barbara Evans. When we return after this break, we're going to learn more about the Eden Method, and I want her to share with us a little bit about her new books, including Coloring for Joy and Connecting Through the Heart. You'll find out about those and much more when we come right back after this.
To the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
the free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side, and you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
This coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six.
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
Well, that's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment, and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
And now back to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager on Empower Radio, empowerradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I apologize. You know, one of the first rules of live radio is when you mute your mic, remember to unmute it. This is very important because with a muted mic, all that's happening is pantomime, and live radio doesn't work well with pantomime, does it? My guest on today's show is Barbara Evans. She's a transformational artist and author, and we're talking about the Eden Method. And Barbara, right before we went to the break, we were talking about how raising our frequency, using tools like the Eden Method, allow us to access our divine blueprint. And I'm wondering, since we all come in with that blueprint, this work is very accessible for children as well, right?
So while I was creating the paintings, the image keys, there were several of them that I felt were very, very important and relevant to children. But my focus remained with the adults. And then after those traumatic shootings in Sandy Hook last December in Connecticut, I was actually on a radio show a day or two later, and the host said to me, well, Barbara, what can your work do for the children of this country? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, her words just hit me. And it's like, okay, now's the time. I need to do something. And then that was followed by a dream about which images in particular would really help our children, because events like that, because of the internet, because of the TV, the children know about them. So it's not just the children in that local area that are aware of what's happened. It's like all over the country and potentially the world. Children know what is happening in these traumatic, chaotic situations. And mm-hmm. I was aware that it was causing great anxiety and fear among the children. And I feel that at this particular period in our history, that very gifted children are being born into the world, and they are energetically sensitive. and therefore can be affected very deeply by these external frightening situations that are happening. And so the intention behind this book, Coloring for Joy, was really to provide a way in which children can stay connected to their inner essence, or if they have already met with some sort of traumatic challenge, it helps them to reconnect with their inner essence. And as they work through the series of images within the book, it really helps them to build their inner strength and their confidence and to maintain this connection with their spiritual energetic self.
Mm. Do you feel that children perceive or interact with these images in a different way than adults do?
Yes and no.
Mm.
I feel that many children recognize the... So let me just describe the book for a little bit first.
Sure.
So it is a combination of my artwork, which I see as being an inspiration. And that is connected with keywords. And then there is a geometry template for the children to color on the opposite side. And so as I was creating this sequence, the thoughts going through my mind were that you can sit with your hand on the inspirational image while you are coloring the template itself. And that this will really comprehensively immerse you in these positive high-frequency energies while you're working. And I think that the children are more open in many respects. Many of them feel that these images are familiar. It's as if they still remember them from before they came into this lifetime. And so they feel very comfortable with them. And my daughter co-authored this book with me. We worked on it together. She's teaching fifth grade and is a special education teacher as well. And so she has been using Coloring for Joy in the classroom as a choice activity once or twice a week early in the morning. And she has, I think, 9 special needs children in her classroom. And she sent me a photograph the other day of a group of five students all working on different pages of the book. And one of them has his hand on the center of the inspirational page while he's coloring the template. And it was just, it's like, yes, that's just what I imagined. So very exciting. And she has been just amazed in how engaged her fifth graders are with these books, how carefully they choose the colors that they want to use, how carefully they are coloring in, how, you know, they've put their name and the date on the picture, and always go back to that same page because, you know, they want to complete their template. And so it's been an incredible experience within her classroom. And one of the children who actually has a full-time aide as well was using this book first thing in the morning one day last week. And he's had some very difficult challenges in his life and does not find school easy. And she said that after he had done this coloring first thing in the morning, he had the best day in school that he'd had this year.
Huh.
So the potential for children, all children, to connect with this and for it to help them to... really access their potential seems to be tremendous. And the book was only published in August, so we're really at the very beginning of collecting collecting this anecdotal information, but it has been incredibly powerful and very consistently positive. So we are very excited at this point.
Now, people who have been listening to the show for a while know that I'm the mom of two special needs children. My sons are 13 and 10 now. Do you feel, Barbara, that the tremendous surge in diagnoses of children being on the autistic spectrum, of ADHD, we have a lot of labels for the ways in which our children now interact differently with the world around them. Do you have a feeling about why that is? Why now? Why is this all coming up right now?
I feel, well, if I speak for myself, I discovered when my children were young that, and it was through my eldest son was having some difficulties, and he was diagnosed as being dyslexic. And as I read the first page of the first chapter of the first book on dyslexia that I ever held in my hands, realized that I, too, was dyslexic, and that that explained in half a page so many of the issues and difficulties that I'd had throughout my life. But what I feel is that there is a gift in there, and sometimes, and for me, I feel that our brains work in a different way. And so while we are in the school system, which teaches very much in specific ways, it's often a struggle to learn. But that somewhere in your life, that gift will begin to open up. And I feel that it's part of the reason that I'm able to do this work in the way I do.
I've always said to my kids that the things they struggle with, their differences, are the light that they will bring to the world, right? We don't know how yet, but that point of difference is what is going to make their path special.
Yeah, and I am getting huge goosebumps as you're saying that.
Me too, and I get very emotional when I talk about my kids, and part of this, I believe, is that we're being called to look at things in a new way.
Yeah.
We're being called to experience things in a new way. We're being called to think about our energy and the energetic points of connection in a new way. And your work, the Eden Method, is very much about that.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that the potential for bringing out those gifts in all children is tremendous. And I'm hoping that, you know, over the next probably years, that many, many people will provide us with feedback of, you know, how their child has worked with Coloring for Joy, and, you know, this is what they noticed. I'm very interested at this point to see the responses of autistic children with the book, and that hasn't happened yet, but it's in the works, it's in process, and the closest
and there's
we got
a new companion volume to Coloring for Joy called Connecting Through the Heart. And can you say a little bit about that and about the different application or intention for that work?
Connecting Through the Heart actually was started before Coloring for Joy, but then it got sidelined somewhat so that Coloring for Joy could come through first. And this was created with the intention of really helping adults who were facing challenges, hoping that it would be able to move into the healthcare system to help patients in hospital, possibly, you know, with a focus on cancer patients or cardiac patients, and then also maybe into long-term care situations where people are in hospital for a significant length of time, or they're going in for treatments which last for several hours. And again, you have these templates to color, and there is artwork created by myself and my guides on the opposite page. They have keywords also, but the wording is much more directed at the adult population. So, for example, it's open, right? I've opened my book right now to the first of the images, which is healing. It is actually healing the waters of the earth, which was the first of the image keys. And underneath it, it says healing emotions. As you prepare to color your mandala, imagine waves of love gently washing away emotional wounds held deep within your heart. Feel your heart begin to open, heal, and overflow with these waves of love. And so my intention is that people sit with this for a short time. They may place their hands on the images, and then they start to choose the colors and to color in the picture that is opposite, which in this case is the flower of life in feminine form. And then on the next page, there's a page for journaling, which is started off, and it says, as my heart fills with love, and then the invitation to keep in that place of what it's feeling like as your heart fill, as you imagine your heart filling with love, and to do some journaling, and then to move on to the next image. And the next one is healing thoughts. And as you prepare to color your mandala, imagine a gentle breeze blows through your mind, replacing negative thoughts and fears with inspiring thoughts of peace, contentment, and healing.
Barbara, how can people connect with these books? How can they see more? How can they purchase these books, bring these into their homes?
They are, Coloring for Joy is in this moment on our website. And Connecting Through the Heart, maybe already, if not, it will be later today. We've only had it for a week, and we have been traveling all that time. So today's the day to get it on the website. So there is quite a bit of information. There will, as you go onto the homepage of theedenmethod.com, there will be two boxes near the top that have these two books in. And if you click on either one, it will take you to a more detailed page. You can look at, there is written information that captures the essence and intention. And then there's also a PDF that shows you a look inside of a few of the pages that are in the book, so that you can get a sense of what it will be like. And you can order on the website.
That's wonderful.
If you place an order and use the code RADIO, you will get a 10% discount. And if the order is for more than $20, you will get free shipping within the U.S.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. So if you go to theedenmethod.com and use that promotion code RADIO, Barbara's offering 10% discount on any purchases from the shopping cart on that website. And if your order is more than $20, she'll throw in free shipping within the United States. That's wonderful, because you can take over the world. We can get these in the hands of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Now, I know that you have some interesting things coming up. You're always on the move. There's always new stuff. What's next for you? I know you'll be at Unity Village, right, in December?
Yes, that is very exciting for me. I'm at Unity Village doing my first retreat at Unity Village, which is called Beyond Sacred Geometry, and will be an experiential workshop weekend with the image keys, the Eden Method. There will be some coloring included to experience what it's like. Not exactly the templates that are in these two books, but some of my brand new work we will be coloring. So lots of different activities through the weekend, as well as opportunity for people to go and experience the absolutely brand new Awaken Whole Life Center at Unity Village, where they will find the my image key chakra paintings, one on each floor. The Awaken Whole Life Center is in the water tower at Unity Village, which has seven floors, and they've just done this phenomenal renovation to convert it into the healing center. And so each of the seven floors has the chakra key for that particular chakra on it. So,
wow.
All very exciting.
Now, you have a very big, very beautiful book that introduces people to the image keys in wonderful full color. Is that book still available? And I'm so sorry, the name of it has just left my mind. Is that book available as well?
Yes, absolutely. It's called Messages of Universal Wisdom. And that is available both on my website and also on Amazon.
Wonderful. Barbara, thank you so much for being on the show. Will you continue to create new works? Is there more inspiration, more beautiful work coming?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I have ideas and concepts, certainly, that will keep me busy for years at this point. I created some... I was guided to create four templates between 12-12-12 and 21-12 last year. And they were to be called the Templates of Mastery. And I see them being colored in many different ways, repeating the same geometry because it's the geometry of mastery. And creating them in these different crystal energies, different colors, and quite a few concepts already in place as to how to bring those to the world.
Wow.
The first one is completed as a painting and is called Compassion.
Barbara, thank you so much for being so generous with your time and your energy on today's show. Thank you so much, and I eagerly await everything that comes out. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It is delightful, absolutely, to be on your show. It's been a great time to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. That was Barbara Evans. Her newest books are Coloring for Joy and Connecting Through the Heart. You can find all about Barbara, see samples of her work, and connect with the Eden Method healing modality at theedenmethod.com. And now don't forget, you guys know I love to give you stuff, right? So don't forget that if you go to theedenmethod.com and you use the promotional code RADIO as you're checking out, that gives you 10% off your order, and an order over $20 ships free within the United States. So that's the EdenMethod.com. And thank you so much for listening today. I do invite you to go over to KarenHager.com and click on everything. If you will be in Los Angeles on Thursday evening, October 24th, see, I'm smiling just as I say it. This is going to be so much fun. That's your chance to connect with me in person and connect with the astrological and intuitive Dr. Michael Lennox for a gallery reading that combines his astrological wisdom and my blend of compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance. There are details about that October 24th event at KarenHager.com. And as always, if you are wanting to connect with me, if you're desiring some clarity, I'm always happy to connect with you for intuitive guidance. You can get details about what it's like to work with me at KarenHager.com. Now, next week at this time, the show will be coming to you live from San Francisco. I hope that you will join me then. I'll have interesting stories of my travel, I'm sure. But right now, what I need to do is go and get ready to jump on a plane. So I'll say thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.